people who take painkillers have fewer options after the prescription drug Bextra was taken off the market yesterday. The FDA asked Pfizer to pull the drug after studies showed an increased risk of heart attack and stroke, as well as life-threatening skin problems. The FDA has also ordered that all anti-inflammatory pain relievers carry stronger warning labels. All that has doctors fielding plenty of phone calls. We spoke with one of them, Dr. Joshua Prager of UCLA's California Pain Management Center.
What we tell the patients is for the moment to stop taking the Bextra, and that we will individually evaluate each patient as to what future options should be.
So you'll treat this on a case-by-case basis.
That's correct.
What other options do they have?
The first one would be to consider taking Celebrex, which now has a black box warning, and in my opinion has not been quite as effective in treating the same type of pain as Bextra, but nonetheless has been quite effective in treating pain. The second option would be to use an NSAID, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and there are a whole host of them. So those drugs could be used either by themselves, where you run the risk of having bleeding problems in the intestine, or they could be used in conjunction with a medication that we call a PPI. It stands for proton pump inhibitor. It's a drug that decreases the acidity of the stomach and causes a lower incidence of complications from taking a traditional non-steroidal. And then we have the fourth possibility of just discontinuing the medication. A fifth possibility is, rather than using any of these medications chronically, as we have to do in patients with very severe pain, is to just take the medication when the pain is most severe.
What about aspirin?
Well, the first thing I would say about aspirin is, if aspirin went through the FDA scrutiny that all these other drugs go through now in trying to come to market in the year 2005, it probably would not get FDA approved. Nonetheless, we have a long history with aspirin, and used appropriately, aspirin certainly is a reasonably safe drug. However, I would never recommend chronic use of high-dose aspirin to a pain patient because I would be concerned about many of the other side effects of the drug.
And ibuprofen or Aleve?
Well, I mean, we have the same situation, is that these drugs in low doses are relatively safe. As you get into the higher doses that are necessary for people with severe pain, if you're using them chronically, then you run the risk of bleeding in the intestines and platelet abnormalities, in other words, things that cause bleeding problems.
Is it difficult for patients now to sort of wade through these warnings and understand the potential risks now that some of these drugs will carry this black box warning?
Well, Michelle, I would go further than that. It's difficult for physicians to wade through. And there is not a black and white answer to anything here. And I think that's something that any expert will tell you. As a pain specialist, it's very frustrating for me because I feel in this whole debate, the opinion of pain doctors and the devastating effects of serious pain have not been included in the argument. And the cardiologists certainly have their opinions, but there is a risk of untreated pain. And poorly treated pain has significant consequences on patients. And if we now take away one of our tools for treating pain that can be very effective, we have to deal with the consequences in terms of pain.
Dr. Joshua Prager, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Joshua Prager is with the California Pain Medicine Center at UCLA.